You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
How come I don't have any result of work? Why?
难道当初主打发我去是错了吗?
Now is it not God's will to send me in the first place?
难道教会也错了，做了错误决定把我送去那里吗?
Is it the church that made a mistake to send me in the first place?
他们那里同工争念的领袖，那位有名的传道人没有说什么话。
And the leader that was a very famous preacher did not say anything.
他没有回答他的问题。
He did not answer his question.
他只回过来站起来问他一个非常严肃的问题。
He only stand up and asked him a very serious question.
他说，弟兄。
He said, brother.
我只问你一件事情。
I only ask you one thing.
这个七年来。
In these 7 years.
你属灵的生命有没有得着？
Now, are you still progressing in your own spiritual life?
这位做工没有果效的弟兄就流下泪来。
And this brother starting to shed tears.
他一切的问题都有了答案。
And he has questions. He has his questions got answered, all the answers he wants.
因为神有时候没有答应我们做工的方法。
Because sometimes the Lord did not answer our prayers about our work.
因为这是给我们试验。
Because he is testing us.
主自己原知道怎样行。
And Lord himself knew what he's going to do.
他对菲利说，我们，你给他们吃吧。
He told Philip, come and buy things to feed them.
他问菲利说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃？其实他并不需要买饼。
And he asked, where are we going to go buy bread to feed these people? Actually, he didn't even have to buy anything.
菲利的回答就是说，我们就是20两银子也是不够的。
And Philip said, well, even we have so much silver, it's not enough.
弟兄姊妹们，5000人是多少人呐？
You know, 5,000. Can you imagine 5,000?
5,000人是多少人呢？
How many people are 5,000?
你要把食物堆积起来，多少食物啊？
Now, how much food do you think you have to prepare to pile them up?
昨天我家里大概有30多个孩子聚集。
Yesterday, there was about 30 some teenagers in my house.
我准备了20磅牛肉，20磅鸡。
I prepared 20 pounds of steak and 20 pounds of chicken.
还有许多弟兄姊妹们带了卤蛋，带了凉面，带了不晓得多少东西了。
And still, a lot of other brothers and sisters, they brought these noodles, they brought eggs and dessert and all kinds of stuff.
我家里好像有5饼2鱼一样，等到宴会过去，剩下的东西比买的东西还多。
It seems that there's 5 loaves and 2 fish miracles right happening in my house because afterwards, after they left, we end up with more food than to start with.
但是我告诉你，20磅鸡，20磅肉，我从早上起来8点钟准备，一直准备到他们吃完，没有停过。
But you see, I got up at 8 o'clock in the morning, starting to prepare, and until they left, I didn't even stop.
有一次我去参加在荷兰一个大的聚会。
Once I went to a big meeting in the Netherlands.
差不多1万人。
About 10,000 people gathering.
你知道他们怎么样服侍大家吃中饭呢?
Do you know how they serve them lunch?
他们请航空公司那些专家来处理食物。
They ask the airline company to cater, to help take care of the food.
因为航空公司有经验呀，他最短的时间，一个钟头之内把你东西都喂饱。
Because the airline company, they have the experience in the shortest time, they can serve the most people.
有一个时候是吃中饭吃三明治。
One day, they have sandwich, they serve sandwich for lunch.
那个三明治堆积如山的。
And that sandwich really piled up like a mountain.
弟兄姊妹们，5000人不少的人呐。
You see, 5,000 is really a lot of people.
我们这里不过100多个人。
Here, we only have a little bit over 100.
准备中饭的弟兄姊妹已经辛苦得不得了。
You see, the people who prepare lunch already work quite hard.
50个这样的聚集啊！
Can you imagine 50 times this kind of gathering?
所以菲利的回答实在对啊，他说就是20两银子的饼买了也不够他们一人吃一点点。
So Philip's answer is right. He said even we have so much money, if we just get them all get the bread and they everybody will probably only get a little, very, very tiny portion.
而且旷野里面有什么吃的没有？
And in this wilderness, where are you going to get all this?
你到哪个店里就可以去买五千人吃的东西
呢？ Which store would you be able to go and buy these food?
所以其他三本福音书里面记载说，有一个门徒建议他们散开，个人管个人的。
So in another recording, they say another disciple just suggested, why don't we just disperse them? Let them just go all over and find food for themselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们从常人头脑来看，这些答案，这些建议是不错的。
So they did give correct suggestions.
教会里如果选择哪一个讨论提案最好，恐怕是后者。
So maybe if we want to really discuss which suggestion is the best, maybe the latter one is the better one.
但主耶稣没有这样说，因为他原知道自己要怎样行。
But Jesus did not listen because he knew what he's going to do.
因为刚才我们说过。主耶稣愿意用一件事情来证明让人知道他是谁。
Because Jesus wants to use one thing to prove to other people who he is.
结果来了一个门徒。
So there's one disciple came out.
第八节，有一个门徒就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼，这是分给这许多人还算什么呢？
In verse 9, there's a lad there who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are these for so many people?
我稀奇安德烈的勇气。
I was really amazed at Andrew's courage.
如果是我的话，我一定不好意思提出来啊。
But if it were I dare not even to say things like that.
你们到我家里来吃饭吧，我家里只有一条热狗。
I said, well, why don't you come over to our house to eat? I only got one hot dog in my house.
你想我这话讲什么呢？还不如不讲，对不对？
Do you think what's the meaning of better not to say it at all?
但弟兄姊妹们，这一个就是安德烈懂得奉献。
But this, because Andrew do know the true meaning of giving.
Andalee 知道说把这些放在耶稣的手里也许就不一样。
Because he did understand, if they put this in Jesus' hand, something else might happen.
这里有一个小孩子把五个饼两条鱼拿出来。
I'm also marveled that this came from a little kid.
从前有一个不信派的人专门研究神迹。
There's one school of unbelievers, one person. There's one unbeliever especially trying to study all the miracles.
你知道这些人是很有头脑，不相信神迹。
You see, they're very, very clever, but they don't want to believe in the miracles.
但是他们又要做基督徒。
But then they wanted to be Christians.
所以他们必须读圣经。
So they have to study the Bible.
读到圣经有了问题怎么办？
And then when they read the Bible, they come across this situation. What do they do?
他们就把神迹解释掉。
So they just explain all the miracles away.
这个人是蛮有名的哈。
And he's a very famous person.
他写了一本书叫《耶稣传》。
And he wrote a book. It's called the Jesus Autobiography.
这里面讲了五饼二鱼的神迹，他怎么解释呢？
And when he come to this miracles, you know how he give the explanation?
他说因为这个孩子非常天真。
Because this, he said, oh, this child is so naive.
这里主耶稣问门徒说，给他们什么吃的吧。
And when Jesus was asking, and now we want to give them something to eat.
门徒就把这话传播在众人中间。
And so the word was passed out.
这个小孩子非常天真，就是，哎，我这里有五个饼两条鱼，来，你跟我一起分享。
And this kid was so naive. He said, oh yeah, I got something to eat. Now you want it?
其实这些大人们也都带着东西吃的，自带干粮的。
Actually, not only this child, but all the people, they all brought something with them.
但是他们因为不愿意和大家分享。
But because they don't want to share with other people.
为什么不愿意分享呢？
Why?
因为人性自私的。
Because we're all selfish.
等到孩子们把东西拿出来以后，大家都感动啊，把东西都拿出来吃。
So they say, now once this child now offer this to her his own lunch, then everybody feels so ashamed and they are all touched. So they all brought out their own food.
不错，这篇道讲起来也可以教导人不要自私，对不对？
So yeah, indeed, if you want to preach on this in this direction, you can teach about unselfishness.
但是把耶稣基督大能的神性完全撇开不提。
But that you discount totally.The Jesus, the great power.
完全叫人认错耶稣是谁。
Because that way you can never mislead people in knowing Jesus.
因为我相信这里真的是五个饼两条鱼， 经过耶稣的手分开不开就喂饱了五千群众。
I do believe here it's because of from the, this five loaves and two fish through Jesus' hand feed all 5,000.
所以当安德烈把这个孩童的五个饼两条鱼拿来的时候耶稣一点没有推辞他说好极了。
So when Jesus, when Andrew offered this five loaves and two fish to Jesus, Jesus never rejected.
安德烈说分给众人算得什么呢一个人连鱼屑都拿不到。
Andrew said, well, if we separate this and then distribute to the kids, to the everybody, nobody can even get a little crumb.
如果要把饼要分成五千份的话，这个拿在手里都传不过去。
You can't even pass it if you separate that into 5,000 parts.
耶稣就说：“你们叫众人坐下。”原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
And then in verse 10, Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in numbers about 5,000. Jesus therefore took the loaves and given thanks, right?
Yeah.
And he distributed to those who were seated, likewise also of the fish as much as they wanted.
坐着才有吃，站着没吃的啊。
So only sitting down would you be able to eat?
是不是坐着才有吃？大家都是不是坐着才有吃的？
Now, if you study this part of the Bible, is that true that only when you sit down you'll be able to eat?
我想那里面所有众人都坐下，只有门徒站着。
So I believe at that time everybody sit down except the disciples. They're standing.
或者那些门徒们请来帮助的人可能也站着。
Or maybe some other people came to help also standing.
这里一件事情，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了。
Here you say that Jesus took the loaf and give thanks.
这个祝谢这个字怎么解释？
And what does it exactly mean by Jesus giving thanks?
今天基督徒大概吃饭的时候都懂得祝谢。
Today, as Christian, we all know that we give thanks before we eat.
为什么要祝谢呢？
Now why?
其实个人有个人不同想法。
And we all have different thoughts, different.
有些人祝谢是一个习惯。
And some is just a habit.
好像有些人不刷牙不能吃饭一样。
Just like some people cannot eat before he brushes teeth.
有些人却稍微懂得一点，不是一个传统的问题。
And some people understand a little bit, understand it's not just because of it's a tradition.
而是他心里面向着神的感恩。
But it's rather it's a true thanksgiving he want to show, he want to give to the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹们，当耶稣把这些饼拿来祝谢的时候，他感谢什么恩呢？
But when Jesus offered this bread up to give thanks, what is he giving thanks for?
他为什么要感谢呢？
Now why is he doing this?
难道是因为感谢这个小孩子把饼拿出来吗？
Is he trying to thank this little kid to offer this loaf?
我们就要注意圣经里面其他地方里面记载，当主耶稣祷告是常常这样。
Now let's pay attention to all the other prayers that Jesus offered.
主耶稣常常举头向天祷告。
Because Jesus a lot of times lift up his head toward heaven and pray.
并且主耶稣常常说：“父啊，我知道你常听我。”
And he always say, "Oh Father, I know that you always listen to me."
我做这些事是为了那些要信你的人。
And the reason I do this is for those who believes in you.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣心里面祝谢是祝谢什么
？So in giving thanks, what is in his heart?
因为这里面看见神要在这里实行一个奇迹。
You see, here the God is going to give them a miracle.
当主耶稣这样把饼擘开的时候
，When Jesus break the bread like that,
他的信心所达到的果效。是在祝谢中间，我们隐约应当看得出来的。
So his the effect of his faith that we can really picture in this action of breaking the bread and give thanks.
最少一件事情。
At least one thing.
当他这样祷告的时候。
When he pray like that.
他里面的生命和神的生命没有任何的间隔。
You know there's no hindrance that in between his life and God.
他里面的灵跟神的工作没有任何的拦阻。
And the spirit was so there's no hindrance of any kind of in their spirits.
他的信心畅通无阻。
And his faith just go reach right up to the heaven.
而他所说的话就成了他所要做的事。
And his word become his deed.
所以保罗在教导我们祷告，所以叫男人常常随处聚集圣洁的少，走随处祷告。
That's why Paul teaches how to pray. He said that he wished that all men would raise his hand in reverence to pray all the time.
弟兄姊妹，你可以想象耶稣在那里祷告的是祷告什么
？So you know when Jesus praying, what is he praying for?
不是因为这一点饼的关系。
It's not because of just this bread.
而是因为他与父神当中有完全的联合。
But rather, he has this communion with Father.
旧约里面很多人祷告。
In the Old Testament time, a lot of people pray.
摩西祷告在山上祷告。
Moses prayed on the mount.
当他祷告的时候，神就施行奇事，打败亚玛力人。
When he raised his hand and prayed, and the enemies was defeated.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们和神当中必须有的一个认识。
So this is the recognition. This is understanding we must have for us to the Lord.
耶稣借着祝谢，把他自己全然交托给神。
Through giving thanks, Jesus gave himself totally to God.
也完全相信神要满足人的要求。
And totally give.Believe that God will fulfill all that we pray.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得坐在那里的群众什么样态度。
So I don't know what the people sitting there is like. What are they thinking?
第一个坐在那里人想，哦，我真是有福啊，我第一个拿饼哎。
And maybe some people sitting in the front will say, "Oh well, I'm so lucky because I sit in the front. I get to get the bread first."
而且门徒说随便你要拿多少你都可以拿。
And because the disciples say, oh, just take as much as you want.
这个人就拿了一大块对不对
So maybe that one person just take a big part, take a big chunk out of the load.
哎呀还有很多的人要跟随我拿小一点的吧。
And maybe there's another say, oh, there's a lot of people behind me, I should take just a smaller portion.
我不晓得他们怎么想法。
I don't know what kind of a heart do they have.
也许后面几排人万头钻动，看看正在多少，对不对
？And maybe all the people behind is trying to see what's happening in front.
我不晓得他们发生什么事情。
I don't know what exactly happening.
也不知道他们每个人心情怎么想。
And I don't know what they're thinking.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你如果在那五千人中间，你怎么想
？No, what if you were in among those 5,000? What are you thinking?
我想，当我们在里面说每一个人的本性、天然生命的想法都出来了。
I believe in that time, all our nature will be exposed.
所以这一个薄饼是一个最好检讨的机会。
So that's the time, is the best time for everyone during that breaking of bread to look into each other, to look into themselves.
当耶稣把饼擘开分给门徒的时候
，So when Jesus break the bread and give it to the disciples,
可能有几种的反应。
可能 maybe there's there are few reactions coming.
他们眼看着所分的饼没有分完。
Because they witnessed that the bread is keep on separating and dividing and was not used up.
而且你看，有些人拿的超过他可能吃得下的。
And even some people would take the portion that's bigger than they can really swallow.
不然为什么以后有剩下的零碎呢
？Otherwise, where does those leftover come from?
每一个人拿的时候，可能万头钻动。
Maybe everybody when they try to take some, and people are all watching.
因为神迹在他们眼前发生。
Because the miracles is happening right before their eyes.
弟兄姊妹们，有些人可能赞叹感叹非常多。
Some people might have all kinds of thoughts and
有些人感叹之后还想到很多的可能性。
And some people might really think deep and thinking about what's the possibility of all these.
这位耶稣如果来做我们的经济部长，我们就不会有经济衰退。
Now if this person to be the to head our economic department, then we will never have any kind of problem.
Recession.
Any kind of problem with recession.
所以弟兄姊妹们，每一个人可能对这些圣经的看法都不一样。
So everybody have their own thoughts.
但是我读到这些圣经，我就想起许许多多在旧约里面发生的那些神迹。
But when I read this part of the scripture, and then I was reminded of all the other miracles that were recorded in the Old Testament.
以利亚曾经有过同样的经历。
Actually, Elijah have the same experience.
以利沙也有同样的经历。
Elijah and also have the same experience.
他们。寡妇喂养他面里的坛里的面却不减少瓶里的油也不减少
because of that the widow the very famous story the widow is feeding them but the meal does not decrease and the oil in the oil is not used up
伊丽莎她瓶子里倒出来油永远倒不完
and,
一直到器皿都装满
And Elijah just keep on pouring oil out into all the vessels until the vessels are all filled
弟兄姊妹们神的恩典有多少
So God's grace how much
神的供应有多少
How much is his provision
有多少需要就有多少供应
Depends on how much you need
保罗曾经说我的神必能照他的丰富在基督耶稣里面使你们一切所需用的都充足
because Paul did say that my God will be sufficient in his grace
所以弟兄姊妹们这五饼二鱼当他们在那分的时候
so when they were
有些人
dividing up this five loaves and two fish I believe some people
可能他们得到属灵的教训
may already receive that spiritual lesson
但是许多人可能只是吃饼得饱非常开心而已
but yet there are people maybe they're just they got fed and they're very happy
他们分完了，他们吃完了，还有十二篮的零碎。
And afterwards, there are 12 baskets of leftovers.
十四节说，众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这真是那要到世间来的先知。
So in verse 14, it says, when therefore the people saw the signs which he had performed, they say, oh, this is of truth, the prophet who is to come into the world.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣所要证明的事情，他已经证明了。
So Jesus already proven what he wanted to prove.
我们刚才说过，犹太人有各种的想法。
And we know Jews have all kinds of thoughts.
各种的看法。
All kinds of viewpoints.
对于耶稣有不同的认识。
And they have different recognition. They know Jesus differently.
当这个五饼二鱼神迹行完之后，众人同意一件事情。
So after these miracles, they all seem to have one agreement.
这一个是将来要来到世间的先知。
So this is the prophet who is to come.
十五节说什么？
And verse 15,
耶稣就知道众人要来强逼他作王，就独自又退到山上去了。
So Jesus therefore perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, so withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone.
弟兄姊妹们，这句话什么意思？
Now what does this really mean?
耶稣是不是要来到世间的先知？
Now isn't Jesus the prophet who is to come to this world?
耶稣是不是应当作王？
Now is Jesus truly to should become the king?
但是这些群众强逼他作王是什么意思？
But what does it really mean that the people will force him, will take him by force and then make him king? What does that really mean?
我在那一两分钟讲完这里我们就停止。
So I spend 2 minutes to explain this, then we'll stop here.
因为当时他们所仰望的那位君王不是耶稣所要给他们带来的真正属灵的复兴。他们所仰望君王不是
Because the king that they were really in, they wanted to have is not the one
It's not what
Jesus intended to give.
这些人永待耶稣作王。刚才我们说好像一句笑话，是要耶稣做经济部长，对不对？财政部长。
We were just joking about that. They think this must be the perfect candidate for to head the economics department.
但是他们要求耶稣作王，就是这个心理。
But actually, that was the precise thought they have to.Try to force Jesus into a king.
为什么？
Why?
因为第二十六节告诉我们。
Because in the verse 26 it told us.
他们第二天找不到耶稣，继续去找他。
Because the following day when they tried to find Jesus and they couldn't find him, so they just continue seeking.
等到找到了耶稣，耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”
And once they found Jesus, Jesus answered them, say, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaf and were filled."
吃饼得饱不是神迹吗？
Well, isn't that miracles that you eat and feel and get filled?
我们要注意这里小小的不同，因为英文里面讲得很清楚，这个不是一个神迹而已，是一个记号。
But here we should understand that in the English Bible it used the word sign.
五饼二鱼喂饱五千人本来是一个记号。
Now it is a sign to feed all these 5,000.
但他们把记号吃掉了。
But somehow they ate off they ate the sign.
我不知道这话能不能讲得清楚。
No, I don't know whether I can explain this way or not.
弟兄姊妹，当我们现在超开时间空间的事情，我们来想这件事情的意义。
Now let's think about this without the limitation of space and time.
我们就发现这件事情了不得的事情。
And we realize this is a marvelous thing.
不只是说仅仅耶稣是那样到世间来的王啊。
Not only he should be the king.
这一位是谁啊？
Now who is this?
他就是从祷告从天上就降下食物来给他们。
Now this is the one that just pray and then food just come into their mouth.
这是什么意思？
Now what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们，更精彩的，主耶稣开始说话了。
And so there's even more marvelous, Jesus start to speak.
我们花了45分钟时间把这个故事的背景再一次和弟兄姊妹们交代明白。
You see, we spent about the past 45 minutes trying to tell you very clearly about the whole background for this story.
但是五饼二鱼真正的记号我们还没碰到。
But we haven't even really truly touched the sign of this miracle.
这个意义是什么？
Now what's the true meaning of this sign?
下一次我们讲天上的玛拿。
Now next time we'll talk about the manna from heaven.
耶稣要把他自己的生命给我们。
Because Jesus will give his own life to us.
耶稣要叫我们吃到他而得的饱足。
And Jesus wants us to eat of him and be filled.
不是光光一个物质的饼。
It's not just the physical bread.
物质的饼对耶稣来讲太容易了。
Because it was so easy for him for this physical bread to appear.
但是人饥饿不是因为没有饼吃。
But you see, when men are hungry, it's not because they didn't have bread.
我们暂时会一次饥饿而因为吃饱了非常感谢那个为我们吃的人。
And for once, when we're hungry, we got fed and for that once, we're very, very grateful.
假如你肚子正饿到朋友家里他正好赶上吃红烧肉你一定很开心。
And if you're really not hungry and you just happened to visit your friend and there was a great meal with the 红烧肉 then you must be very, very happy.
我本来想请各位招待我吃的东西你知道我最近在吃什么
And,
I want to entertain you with what I eat.
I want to entertain you with what I eat lately.
但是因为最近我在节食天天中午吃生菜我想你们没有兴趣。
But every lunch, my lunch was a bowl of salad. I don't think you like that.
但弟兄姊妹如果你饿的时候什么都好吃。
But when you are hungry, everything's good.
可是吃饼得饱只是一次而已。
But that can only fill you once for that hunger.
而且那个满足只是生理上肚肠的饱足而已。
And the satisfaction you get is just by that you are not hungry anymore.
在这里没有多少人挨饿的。
Here, not too many people who are really hungry.
但是耶利米书告诉我们说人饥饿并非因为无饼啊。
But here in the book of Jeremiah, it says that the man hunger is not because they don't have bread.
人饥渴并非因为没有水啊。
It's that they're thirsty, but not because they don't have water.
而是缺少神的话语就是天上的真粮。
But because they don't have God's word, that is the true bread from heaven.
能够满足他心灵的需要的。
To satisfy the hunger in the heart, in the spirit.
今天早晨我愿意我们和当初的五千群众来一同经历这些事情。
This morning, I want you to that I took you to experience the same experience those 5,000 had.
我相信中间也有些人，他们属灵的心被主挑望。
I believe among you, there are some with the spiritual heart that was really opened up and stirred up by the Lord.
至少像门徒一样，
at least,
他们被引到看见更深入的事情。
At least they should be, we should be led just like those disciples that we get led into the deeper things that we can really open our eyes to see.
到下一次有机会的时候我要再讲天上的真粮。
And next week, I will tell you the true bread from heaven.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主今天早晨我们实在感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning.
虽然我们还没有明白天上的真粮是什么意思。
Although we don't truly understand what is this heavenly bread.
但是我们却已经看见。
But we saw.
你是神的儿子。
You are the Son of God.
因为你是那位创造万有的神。
Because you are the one who created heaven and earth.
你也能从无变为有。
And you are the one who will create from nothing.
并且你心中充满了怜悯。
And also in your heart is filled with mercy.
你不愿意这些群众挨饿。
You don't want the multitude to be hunger.
但是你更是大有智慧。
But yet you are so full of wisdom.
你要教导你的门徒。
You want to teach your disciples.
并且你能开他们的心 you, 叫他们懂得属灵的事。
And you can open up their hearts so that they understand spiritual things.
主今天早晨我们求你叫我们不做一个吃饼得饱的基督徒。
This morning, we pray that you are not just making us a Christian who just merely eat the physical bread.
也不是仅仅来寻求一个神迹。
And not just to come here to just seeking miracles.
而是我们真正认识你
But we'd rather truly know you
让你来满足我们的心灵
So that you can satisfy our hearts
听我们这样祷告
Listen to our prayers
靠耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray Amen, Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited And we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus www.livinginjesus.org and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.